had a chance to watch the tape, as a staff, and then we just had some personnel meetings. So I had a chance to go through some of the players and their performances and, just kind of evaluate the game itself. So I'll just open it up for questions.
How big of a loss is Branch, considering you guys, he's a starter, you expect him to get some things done in the pass rush?
Well, yeah, that's a tough one, honest. The time frame that we're looking at, I'm not sure. I know it's going to be, where he's not going to be ready for the first game. So, guys will step up, but it's always tough when you lose a guy like that, he was playing well in training camp. And he actually started off, I think he had, 7 or 8 plays, and he had a couple tackles in those first plays and was, started off playing pretty well. So, it's always tough, but, we've said that, right? You can never have enough rushers, and, some guys will have to step up.
Can you say specifically, Gus, who you're looking at there? Is it Chris Smith? Is it Ryan Davis? Combination of guys?
I would say that, we're looking at, obviously, the ideal thing situation would be Chris Clemens on third down and to get him some reps on first and second down. Ryan Davis, right now, again, another third down, some reps on first and second down. So I think it'd be a situation where Chris Smith, we'd look at him as a first and second down Leo. That's going to be an option. We also even threw out Scuda as a possibility, especially on rushing opportunities.
Hey, Gus, do you anticipate looking outside too as well, whether it's, trade, signing, whatever, mining the waiver wire?
Yeah, I have not talked to Dave. We did talk about personnel, but we didn't get into those discussions. We just talked about possibilities, and all the options that could play out in front of us. And, the ones that I just talked about, whether we do anything with Scooter or not, that's still up in the air. I think we were just laying out all the possibilities. And we didn't get to, going outside.
In the first 3 preseason games, you've lost some starters to some significant time. Is that going to influence your decision about whether you play the first team offense or defense at all?
I think we'll look at the total number of plays. One thing to look at offensively, I think they had, close to 50 plays last night, and they had 35 plays and then, another 20 or so. So our first team offense has had a lot of plays so far in the preseason. So I think that will go into consideration how much they play going into this last game. And same defensively. They not as many plays, obviously, as the first team offense. But, we'll look at their play count compared to what they've had in the past.
Gus, when you got a chance to look at the film, how did the offensive line look, particularly in pass protection?
Pretty well. I think as we looked at it, we kind of separated in the first group and second group. And the first group did pretty well. I think we're seeing really good progress by Luke. The past 3 weeks, one of his issues maybe in the past was that the power, the speed of power. And he had a couple of them last night and the week before. And you're seeing him make really good improvement on that, as well as all the offensive line. I thought Linder, really had a good game up until his toe. The whole group, I thought, especially the first group, played pretty well. Again, another game without giving up a sack, so that was good. And then the second group, the guy that really stood out was Shatley. Shatley played 71 plays in the game. So, and really did a nice job, really did a good job, through the whole game. So very pleased with the offensive line and their production.
How did you feel like Wisniewski handled the week after you named him starter on Monday, going through the week of practice, and then his performance last night?
I thought he did good. I think he might have had one mental last night. It was a communication error that came up. But for the most part, exactly like we anticipated, had great command of the offensive line and control and the checks and everything that was on his plate. So did a nice job.
Gus, what's Shatley's role going forward? And any chance he would start the opener, or are you assuming Linder will be back ready to play?
Yeah, we anticipate Linder to be back. But, I think what we're looking for is, we talked last week about Bo being that sixth guy, in the offensive line, playing multiple positions. And I think that you could throw Shatley into that conversation now as a guy that could be that guy as well.
So you have two guys kind of sharing the sixth spot?
Well, I think we'll see how it plays out. You know, between A.J. And Luke and Shatley, you know, those guys, you know, I think who would be the next guy up, you know, amongst those three is probably the guys that are in consideration.
Hey, Gus, what's the biggest thing you attribute to the offensive line, and how much has Doug Marone been a factor there?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think that the guys that played a lot last year, Luke Joko, Linder, those guys, Zane Beatles for us, I think, you know, we've seen really good improvement by them. I think that year of experience helped them, especially Luke and Linder. So I think first and foremost, the players, I think, really did great work in the offseason and improved there. Secondly, I think the acquisition, you know, to bring guys like Wiz in and Jeremy Parnell has really, really helped us as an offensive line group. And their experience and their professionalism, I think, has brought a certain standard to that group. So that's been very good. On top of it, I think the scheme, you know, Ole, the scheme that he brought in, the conviction, it's a definite system, and these guys have really worked hard and studied and done a good job buying into that. And then now comes to Doug Marone and Luke Buckus. I think those two guys have really worked well together. I think, you know, they both have really challenged that offensive line, although I think it's an offensive line group that has a little bit of a chip on its shoulder. And, you know, but all those factors. So, you know, I think all of them deserve credit, but it is preseason. We still have a ways to go, but Doug and Luke together combined have been a big part of the success that we've had so far in preseason.
Hey, Gus, it's been 2 weeks on Julius Thomas and Jonathan Cyprian. Are they on track to practice soon or at least by the first Wednesday of the regular season?
Well, I think that they'll probably get another they'll take a look at it, whether it's an MRI, you know, and then see where we're at. And hopefully we get that sometime this week, and then we'll have a better idea. But everything points to that they're making really good progress.
Yeah, Gus, yesterday Washer told Jaguars.com in pregame that you guys are looking at having Tyson as the three technique early in the season. What does that mean? Is that kind of a veiled hint that Sendarek's not going to be ready? What should we make of that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we look at and think, okay, let's say Sendarek's ready, up and ready to go. Okay, then here's how we're going to play it out. And, you know, I think if that was the case, then you'd see Sendarek in there with Jared at the big end, you know, and then Tyson would rotate in there. But if Sendarek is not capable or ready to play, then what would be our options? And that's, you know, Tyson would be in there. So, you know, Sendarek, he's passed his test. He's ready for the next stage. How much he can progress in the next couple weeks is a little bit of an unknown, you know, the way it's brought to my mind. So, you know, I'm sure he was saying that just to say, hey, if he's not ready, we're ready to go. We feel good about Tyson being in there.
Do you think it's overly optimistic to expect Marks at this point to be ready for early season work?
It's tough to say. I don't want to take away his spirit of thinking that it could. I think there's some barriers that we have to overcome to get him to that point. But in his mind, he's going to be ready. In our doctor and trainer's mind, he's got a shot. And that's just what we're going off of. But is it a challenge, an uphill battle? Yes, it is.
Yeah, Gus, is there any way to be a little more specific in terms of how long you guys are expecting Branch out? I mean, is this something where you're thinking, you know, first month for sure, or first eight games?
Well, I wish I could help you. You know, what they told me, D-Rock, is that it is an MCL sprain and that he could miss significant time. That's a question that I got to ask, and I think we'll find out more. I know he's got to go through the diagnostic process stuff and, you know, until they get all that information. But I'm just going off of pretty much the same thing as you, a significant time.
Yeah, Gus, the return game has come up big for you in all three of these games. Nick Marshall had a big return last night on the punt. Are you getting a sense that the return game, kickoff and punt, could be a real asset for you guys this year?
Well, I think it's, you know, we're starting to look at our options and who we have. And, you know, even Rashad last night, I think he had one return that, you know, didn't jump out, but it was for 9 yards. And, you know, I think we're getting more and more locked in to who those, possibility of who those guys could be, you know, what they possess, and we're excited about them. So, again, it's preseason. You know, we haven't really schemed either as a special teams unit. So, you know, there's some unknowns out there, but I think as far as their talent level and what they bring, we're pretty excited.
And you guys have had multiple guys break pretty good returns, Denard, Corey, you know, joining Rashad and Nick. What does that say about the consistency of the blocking that you're getting, if anything?
Yeah, that part is good. I think someone asked a question last week, do we have more core guys? You know, do we the number of core guys, is it getting up in that 6 and 7 range? And it is. And I think that benefits all special teams unit. You got guys that you can count on, and they're getting a lot of reps at it, and they're getting pretty good. So, yeah, I would attribute it to that.
Hey, Gus, how much will these injuries impact this first round of cuts?
I don't know. You know, going into this game, I don't think too much. I think that there's some, you know, we got to make some tough decisions, but you know, I wouldn't say it has a heavy bearing on it.
Gosh, you said the offensive line has a chip on his shoulder. What caused that? And also, what was the run blocking like? Or was the holes not there, or the runners not running that well?
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, you know, you're right. I don't like to talk much about, you know, hey, we need to develop a chip on our shoulder or anything like that. But I think they do. I think, you know, what took place last year with some of these guys with the number of sacks and maybe – you know, that they didn't feel like, you know, that's not them. That's not how they want to be represented. And, you know, I think that really, in some ways, motivated them in the off season. I know it motivated us to continue to look to how we can improve it, you know, and make it more competitive there. So I think they've, you know, they want to be coached hard. I think they want precision. And, you know, they're demanding it in many ways because they don't want to go through something like that again. So that's probably the little bit of the chip on the shoulder, I'm guessing. And then the other part, the run game, you're seeing guys do it. Like, I thought Luke Joeckel really did a nice job in the run game and, you know, at the tackle spot. And you're seeing glimpses of it. I think it's much improved, but I still think, like, working up to the second level and, you know, things like that, that's at times you see in the preseason, we can get better at that. So, you know, I think it's a combination, working up the second level, running backs, you know, are doing a pretty good job seeing it. Thought TJ did all right for his first game, but it'll continue to be a work in progress.
Yeah, Gus, after looking at the tape, anything stand out to you about Blake that you didn't notice last night? I mean, was he doing anything that stood out?
Well, I think what stood out to me just overall was the, I think on third down when Blake was in there, we were 10 for 12 as a unit. And, you know, to be that efficient, you know, to be that poised in the pocket and the decision-making that comes with it, I think really stands out. He made good decisions, good consistency, you know, and made some good, like I said, good decisions on where to go with the ball. So I think that part is really what stood out, you know, in terms of Blake.